We'd like to say we're thankful for the church. We're thankful for the offerings, for all that they've done, the food, the fellowship, the faithfulness. We appreciate it. We really do. We're going to endeavor to preach to you tonight if we ever get around to it. This is only our second revival. We appreciate the Lord's help. I don't know about you, but I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. I never want to get satisfied until I've seen God move and touch, until I've seen God have His way. I believe tonight that we can have revival. Hallelujah. I've been praying today. I believe I have the message for you. In the book of John, chapter 16. Verse 33. It says, "These things I have spoken unto you, that in me you might have peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world." With the help and with the grace of God tonight, I'd like to preach to you on "And they overcame." And they overcame. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come before you this night. We ask once again for the precious touch of the anointing. We ask, God, that you would break every yoke, that you would send a spirit of revival into this place. Help me, God, to declare the word of God. We'll be careful to give you the praise, the glory, and the honor. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And they overcame. Jesus said, "I have overcome the world." He said, "You'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer, for I have overcome." I have overcome. We've read account after account of people who have overcame many obstacles. These people that have gone through physical trials and faced physical dangers, and they've braved through them and they've come out on top. We read in Reader's Digest countless stories of men and women who have done great things, great feats, just to stay alive. They pin beside their names champion. They pin beside their names winners. They pin beside their names conquerors. They pin beside their names overcomers. And that's what I want to preach to you about tonight, an overcomer, being an overcomer. There are many things that we can overcome. In this day and age, there's sin running rampant on every hand. We can overcome temptation. We can overcome deceit. We can overcome sorrow. We can overcome depression. But there is only one way that we will overcome, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's through the blood of the precious Lamb that died for you and me. And with the help and with the grace of God, I want to preach to you about the blood of the Lamb. We read many accounts of the crucifixion, types of the crucifixion. We read four accounts in the Gospels of the day that Christ died and how that He rose again. We know the emphasis that the blood has on our Christian life. But I want to know, do we know the victory that lies in the blood of the Lamb? Do we know the victory that is ours through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ? The first place I'd like for us to look tonight, if God would help me, is the story of Abraham and Isaac, as Abraham took Isaac up Mount Moriah. Abraham, I'm sure, was very vexed in his heart as he took Isaac up and knew that he was going to have to sacrifice him. He knew that no matter what happened, unless God intervened, he was going to drop the knife and take Isaac's life. So Abraham begins to walk up the hill with Isaac. And Isaac looks at his father and says, "Father, we have everything we need. We have the wood. We have the knife. We have all the materials that is needed, but we don't have the sacrifice." And Abraham said, "Rest assured, son, God will provide a lamb. God will provide a lamb." They begin to walk up the hill. I can see Abraham's face as he began to think about Isaac. And he said, "Oh, my only child, this is the promised heir that Christ gave me. This is the promised heir that God gave to me. And now I'm going to have to take his life. I wonder what's going to happen when I get to the top of the hill. I wonder what's going to happen when I bring the knife down." And I can see Abraham as he laid Isaac on the altar. And Isaac, looking at his dad, said, "Go ahead, Dad. Do what you have to do." And Abraham began to raise the knife, and the Bible says an angel of the Lord spoke to Abraham and said, "Don't do it. Don't do it, Abraham, for God has provided a lamb." I could see Isaac as he come off the altar, and he said, "Oh my, something just saved my life." He said, "That little lamb over there just saved my life." And I can imagine as they had a sacrifice and they had a time in the Lord. And Isaac, as they began to walk down the hill, looked at Abraham and said, "Daddy, there's something I got to do. There's something I got to do before we leave the mountain." He walked back over to that lamb that was ripped open, the lamb that was laying on the altar that had been sacrificed. And he looked at it and he said, little lamb, thank you for taking my place. Little lamb, thank you for taking my place. 2,000 years before the crucifixion was ever known about, there was someone who overcame because of the blood of a lamb. There was someone who overcame because of the blood of a lamb. And let me tell you something tonight. He didn't take for granted the sacrifice, but he went back and he said, "Thank you, little lamb. Thank you, little lamb. Thank you, little lamb." I could see us tonight if we could throw ourselves down at the foot of Calvary. Those of us who have been plunged beneath the blood of Jesus Christ, I think I'd say, "Thank you, God. Thank you, little lamb, for dying for me. Thank you, little lamb, for the victory that's inside of my heart. Thank you that I can overcome. Thank you that I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb." They overcame. They overcame. The sacrificial system was set up when Adam and Eve fell. God knew that there would have to be a lamb made, a lamb slain, to blot out, to cover the sins of man. But even as he set up the sacrifice, he was looking forward to the lamb slain before the foundation of the world. He was looking forward to that lamb which John said, "Behold, the lamb which taketh away the sins of the world." Hallelujah. He wasn't looking for us to always have to come and bring a lamb or to cover our sins, but he was looking for a way for us to overcome and abolish the sin that came through man, through the sin that's in our hearts, through that nature that fell. He looked for a way for us to overcome by giving us the cross of Calvary. And they overcame. And they overcame. I'm going somewhere tonight. Just bear with me. You see, that nature that's inside of us, that sinful man that wrestles always. Paul said, "I knew the law, but the good that I would, I couldn't always do it." He wrestled with sin. But you see, we all wrestle with sin. We all fight with sin. Before we ever came to the cross of Calvary, before we ever knew the blood of the Lamb, we were servants and slaves to sin. We couldn't do what we wanted to do. We couldn't live how we wanted to live because our flesh was always hungry for that sin. Our flesh was always wanting to be gratified. But there came a day when you found the cross of Calvary. There came a day when you were bought by the blood of the Lamb, and that man was destroyed. And that was the day when you got up off the altar and said, "I have overcome. I have overcome." All because of the blood of one spotless lamb. We have overcame. When we truly become purged in the blood of the Lamb, when we truly destroy and abolish that nature of sin that is within us through the blood of Jesus Christ, we begin to walk in a realm that we've never known before. There is therefore now no condemnation to them who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. We begin to walk in new life with Christ Jesus. I don't know what it does to you, but when I think about it, it was all because of the Lamb. It was all because of the Lamb that I have overcome. Hallelujah. There have been many things that the blood does. The blood protects the children of God. Because of the blood, we have access to the throne of God to bring our needs. Because of the blood, we are now Christ, and He will not allow anything to pass through His hand that He does not want us to face. Protection, intercession through the blood. Through the blood. Another story that I want us to look at. The children of Israel, as they were bound in Egypt, God sent plague after plague after plague. But finally He said, I'm going to give them their final call. I'm going to destroy their firstborn. I'm going to destroy the thing that they love the most, their firstborn child. But He told the children of Israel, He said, smear some blood, the lamb, on your doorpost. Hallelujah. That death angel that night walked through that camp, taking the life of every firstborn. But when He came to a door marked with the blood, He would pass over it. He would come to a door marked with the blood, and He would pass over it. You want to know what happened because of that? The children of Israel were freed. What am I trying to tell you tonight? I'm telling you, they overcame. I said they overcame by the blood of a lamb. They overcame by the blood of a lamb. We face many situations. We face many trials. But we are made more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who loved us. We are not to sit back defeated. But we are overcomers through Jesus Christ. We are overcomers through the blood of the lamb. We have overcame. More than conquerors. If we could ever grasp that, we are more than conquerors. Nothing that this world throws at us can hurt us because we have been made overcomers. We're not walking on the same ground that everyone else is walking on. We've got our eyes on a heavenly prize. We've got our minds on a heavenly home. And we're walking around on this earth and the devil's doing his best to get us down, but we are made conquerors. We are made conquerors. We will face tribulation. We will face trials, but have peace, for Christ said, I have overcome the world through the blood. Through the blood. All the way to Calvary. All the way to Calvary. One man. One spotless, spotless lamb. One man who lived and walked on earth and did not sin. 100% man, 100% God. Walked on earth. Had the power at any time that He was laid on a cross to call angels to take Him down. One man that healed the sick, that raised the dead, that caused blinded eyes to see, knew that His duty was to come. From the foundation of the world, Christ was there. There's some people that don't believe that and preach that, but He was there before the earth was ever created. Time existed. He was there and He knew what He was coming to earth to do. And as He walked on the face of the earth, He knew that His journey was taking Him straight up a hill called Golgotha, a place where He would carry the cross. But He did it so that you and I could overcome. He did it so that you and I could overcome. I can see Christ as He began to take up His cross and He went to the Garden of Gethsemane and He knelt down to pray and He began to cry out, God, I don't want to do this. God, I really, really, the human side of me does not want to do this, but nevertheless, not my will, but Thine. Christ, the Eternal One, who loved us. If we could ever get a perception of the love of God, I don't believe we'd ever sin again because we know the sacrifice. We would know the price that was paid for you and for me. But I could see Him as He got up and He said, I know what I got to do. Pulled into the court, beaten, spit upon, smitten, cursed. And I can see Him as He said, I wonder 2,000 years from now at a Highway of Holiness church, they're going to know that I did this so that they could overcome. I wonder if they're going to know that I did this so that they could be overcomers through the blood of the Lamb. I could see him as he walked up the hill and he laid himself on a cross. There was one who rejoiced at the blood of the Lamb, even on the crucifixion. For Jesus looked over at a thief and he said, "Remember me when you enter into your kingdom." All because of the blood of the Lamb, that thief came into the place and he began to run down streets of gold because of the blood. It doesn't matter how low you've gone. It doesn't matter what sin you face. When you touch the blood of the Lamb, you become an overcomer through Jesus Christ. It doesn't matter what you've done. You are a new creation because of the blood. Because of the blood. And they overcame. And they overcame. Christ, the eternal one, suffered, bled and died, gave his life and said, "It is finished." Now there are some that would have you believe that when Christ died on the cross, and I'll not mention any names, but I've heard it preached from the pulpit, when Christ died on the cross, that he groveled at the feet of Satan in the belly of hell for 3 days, and that the only reason that he won, the only reason that he had the keys to death, hell, and the grave is because God won on a default, because Christ had never sinned, and a sinner can't go to hell. Now that's the most stupid, ridiculous, ignorant thing I've ever heard in my life. Let me tell you something. When Christ went into the belly of hell, he didn't go as a defeated person. He went as an overcomer. Even though he'd shed his precious blood, he went into the bellies of hell and preached the gospel. The Bible says that he preached deliverance to the captives. Hallelujah. He preached the gospel and he returned in the power of his resurrection with the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And in that moment, he set an example for us that we are more than conquerors. We are overcomers. We have been conquerors through the blood of the Lamb. And they overcame. And they overcame. And they overcame. It always baffles my mind and causes me to wonder why people have to continue to sin, get back up and repent, and continue to sin and get back up and repent. Because when you really, really, really get touched by the blood, and when you really, really, really grasp the concept of salvation, you won't stumble and fall every 5 minutes, but you'll run strong. Or you might slip, but you'll always come back right away because of the blood that has touched your life, the blood that has changed you. You have been made an overcomer through the blood. You have been made an overcomer through the blood. Is it all right if I preach to you till I'm done tonight? Hallelujah. You see, we have this concept. We have our young people come in, and this, it bothers me. They come down and they pray. They cry a little bit. They get up and they leave the church house, and they're the same. But as they're leaving, they're getting shaken, they're getting their hands shook, and their backs patted, saying, "Oh, you really got touched tonight. Oh, you really did good tonight. I'm glad to see you in the altar." I believe we need to do that. But can I tell you something? Let's let them get touched for themselves. Let's let them leave the altar saying, "I touched the Lamb tonight. I touched the Lamb tonight." Because when they touch the blood of the Lamb, they'll leave this church house saying, "I'm an overcomer." You won't need nobody to pat you on the back and shake your hand and tell you did good, because you know that something inside of you has been touched by something mightier than you could have ever imagined, and you will be an overcomer through the blood of Jesus Christ. You will be an overcomer. Hallelujah. I'm trying to preach to you tonight. You see, we're going to be so victorious. I mean, we're overcomers now, but we're really fixing to overcome. I mean, we got victory now, but we're really fixing to have the victory. Hallelujah. I mean, we got the goods now. I mean, we come to church and we have a glorious time in the Lord now. But there's going to come a day when we're going to stand before God and He's going to say, "How'd you make it? How'd you make it?" And I could just picture myself taking my crown and saying, "I made it by the blood of the Lamb. I made it by the blood of the Lamb. I made it by the blood of the Lamb." I don't know about you, but when I run down them streets of gold and I hear the angels crying, "Holy, holy, holy, holy," I think, "Oh Lord," and say, "I was an overcomer. I was an overcomer because of the blood. Because of the blood. Because of the blood. I overcame because of the blood." Hallelujah. On that day when the clouds split and there's a trumpet, those of us that have been bought by the blood are going to hear the sound of a trump and the voice of an archangel, and we're going to hear Jesus as He says, "Why don't you come on home to be with me? Why don't you come on home to be with me?" Picture with me, if you will, the Bible says that we will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. It doesn't say we'll be in heaven in the twinkling of an eye. Hello? It says we will be changed. If you just allow me to tell you what I picture on my rapture day. You picture what you want to, but this is my rapture day. I can see as we begin to rise, we're changed. Brother Collins, I might be all the way in California, but I think I'll look over and I'll see Brother L.O. Collins as he's going up. He'll look at me and say, "I overcame by the blood." Hallelujah. I think I'll look over and I'll see some brothers that I know over in Missouri and they'll say, "I overcame by the blood." I think I'll look over to Ohio and see the Highway of Holiness Church as they're being lifted out saying, "I overcame by the blood. I overcame by the blood." We have been made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb, and we are looking for a day when a soon returning King will take home some conquerors. Those of us who have lived this life to the best of our ability will dwell with Him for eternity. All because we overcame. All because we overcame. Sometimes I think we don't picture heaven enough to make us excited about the blood. Blood and heaven go hand in hand. Some people don't like that. But the blood and heaven go hand in hand. For without the blood, you'll never get there. But with the blood, you're almost there already. Hallelujah. You see, we're going to walk on streets of gold. We know that. I don't need to tell you that. This body that's broken down and tired is going to put on a brand new body. Hallelujah. This corruption is going to put on incorruption. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to be present in the presence of God. We'll be gone from this world, but we'll be in the presence of God. If we could ever say that there will be a time when there's going to be some people who are happy about the blood, I'd say it's going to be on that day. I'd say it's going to be on that day when we're running around the throne of God and He's going to look at us and say, "Why are you here?" And there's going to be some cries and they're going to say, "I overcame by the blood. I overcame by the blood." I don't know about you, but I have overcame by the blood of the Lamb. And I'm looking for that day when the trump of God shall sound to take me home. Maybe you don't want to go, but while I'm on this earth, I think I'm going to walk around saying, "I overcame. I have overcome by the blood of the Lamb." By the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. The story was told of two martyrs. Martyrs for Jesus Christ. There was a band of militant soldiers who hated the cause of Christ. They hated it. And they came to a father and son who lived just, lived close to God. They said, "Why are you saved?" And they told him the story of the crucifixion. And they said, "It's because of the blood." And those militant soldiers looked at him and said, if you do not denounce the blood of Jesus Christ, we are going to burn you at the stake. He said, you have 24 hours to give us your decision. They left and they came back, and while they were gone, the son looked at the dad and said, who's going to go first, Dad, when they come back? Because I know I'm not going to give up and denounce the blood of Jesus, and I don't think you will. And the father said, no. He said, son, I'll go first. I've lived longer. And just if I could give you just a little bit more life on this earth, I'll be happy. He said, Dad, while you're up there, while they're burning you at the stake, he said, give me some signal that I'll know it's worth keeping the blood. That I'll know it's worth not denouncing the blood. They put his father at the stake and they begin to burn him. And through the cries of agony and through the cries of anguish, they said, do you denounce the blood? And he said, no. They asked him again. He said, no, I'll never denounce the blood. His son looked at him and said, Daddy, is it worth it? Is it worth it? His daddy looked at him and said, son, stay with the blood. Stay with the blood. It'll take you through. Stay with the blood. It'll take you through. Hallelujah. I think we need some saints of God who will stand up and say, children, stay with the blood. Stay with the blood. It'll take you through. You might face some trials. You might face some situations. But if you stay with the blood, it'll be worth it. This tribulation, this trial that you're going through will soon be over, and you will be an overcomer through the blood of the Lamb. And they overcame. And they overcame. Stand to your feet tonight. Hallelujah. We have a church that has been blood bought. Amen. I said we have a church that has been blood bought. We have saints of God who are blood bought. We have children of God who are blood bought. Yet we stand around and we wonder, God, I just can't seem to make it. God, I just can't seem to face this trial. But brother, you're an overcomer if you've been touched by the blood. I know this hasn't been the greatest message in the world, but can I tell you something tonight? We're overcomers. We are overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. I know that this verse isn't quoted this way and it's not in context, but the Bible says, and they were made overcomers by the word of their testimony and by the blood of the Lamb. I know that speaks about saints saved through the tribulation, but they were made overcomers by what? By the blood. By the blood. Why can we not be made overcomers? By the blood. By the blood. We've got more dynamite right here in this room that could go out and win a lost and dying world if they would just get a hold of the concept that we have overcame. We have overcame by the blood of the Lamb. Hallelujah. Sister, do you know that song, I Know It Was the Blood? Can you play that for me, please, and sing it? Hallelujah. That's what I want us to do. Strange but true, you know me in multicles. How many of you here are blood bought tonight? Hallelujah. You're blood bought. I'm blood bought. We did this the other night when I preached, I am not an Egyptian. I want all the ladies to come first. All of them. From the highway of holiness. I want the highway of holiness, ladies, to come.
I know it was the blood, I know it was the blood, I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was
just as simple as this, I want you to bind him, join hands together and say, we're overcomers. Begin to pray that we would be overcomers through the blood. That we would become overcomers through the blood. Hallelujah. We are made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. We are made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. the praises of our mouth should just roll out and issue forth from the very depths of our heart, because we have already overcame. I want the highwaymen to come and do the same thing tonight. I want us to begin to worship God and to magnify God and thank Him that we were made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb. That we were made overcomers by the blood of the Lamb tonight. Hallelujah. I'd like everyone to come tonight and join us if they would.